The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am your host, Jack.
And I'm your co-host, Brendan. Today, we have some news from the Berkshire Eagle, some information about an upcoming solar eclipse, and much more.
But first, the news.
Next month, BCC will be hosting their final FAFSA completion workshop. If you need help completing the form, the final workshop will be April 11th from 2 to 4. You can register for this session on the BCC website.
Taconic will be getting a new track. The renovations will begin either this spring or this summer. There will be more news to come.
Tickets for The Little Mermaid have gone on sale. You can find tickets by looking for Taconic Theater on Instagram or Facebook.
In partnership with the Berkshire Eagle, Matt has a few stories from the past week.
Hey there, everyone. Here with some Berkshire Eagle. Let's get right into it. Last December, the Wakona Park Restoration Committee submitted their $30 million plan that would include demolishing the park's grandstand, which has been in the National Register of Historic Places since 2005, and rebuilding the park. In January, the State Historical Commission sent a letter saying that the committee should proceed with project alternatives that would preserve the historic grandstand. And noted that demolishing the structure would have an adverse effect. In a letter earlier this month, the Pittsfield Historical Commission agreed with the Restoration Committee in the city, citing the overarching issue of life and safety posed by the current conditions of the grandstand, such as asbestos all throughout the stadium, structural issues, and problems with the floodplain. And more from this, we have Brody.
In 2012, the Pittsfield Suns were able to play in the Bell Park, but this year the team decided to not play at Wakona Park, but a team has been folded to take them on away games. Letters from the Pittsfield Historical Commission, as well as a consultant hired by the city, will work on the State Historical Commission to come up with an agreement that satisfies both parties.
Now, Brody, do you have any... Have you been to Wakona Park?
When I was younger, I went there a few times with my parents, just walked around.
When you were there, did it seem to be in any rough condition?
Not that I can remember. It looked and felt like pretty safe and like well built there.
I do remember going there, I think, for a school trip. It's older. You can definitely tell it's older. I didn't seem like there was any problems with it, but I guess over time it started to erode and start to fall apart. The Pittsfield Historical Commission did recently, I think, they said that it wasn't going to be demolished, and then now it is. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, they're currently trying to, like, find the best way to, like, preserve as much of the park as possible, but that might not be, like, entirely realistic. They might just have to, like, start all over.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have for Berkshire Eagle this week. Back to the studio.
Next up, we have Alex, Cody, and Mr. Chiquette to give us some information about an upcoming solar eclipse.
And we are back on Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and during this week's Thunder Report, we actually were talking about something very timely, which is the upcoming solar eclipse, which is coming up soon. We had some great students who did a production with it within our show to talk about some of the facts of the solar eclipse. And today we have Cody and we have Alex here. And so thanks for joining me today to talk about this is going to be a big event, right, coming up. And, you know, one of the things about it is that it's not just happening, but in assuming that the weather is good for it, but it's actually going to happen on our watch, meaning Pittsfield Public Schools watch. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So first of all, Alex, why don't you just give us some of the facts? Tell us when it's going to be and why is it? Well, tell us just some of the facts about the eclipse itself.
Well, it's going to be on April 8th this year at 2 35, I think, and ends at 3:30, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, about that hour, right?
Yeah,
Now, what's so important about that, clearly, is that that is going to be happening right at the end of the, on a Monday, right, on a school day, and so 5,000-plus students in the Pittsfield Public School District are going to be kind of getting out of school all at the same time when this thing is happening. Why is it important for everybody to be safe when it comes to a solar eclipse?
Well, because even though the moon is blocking the sun, it's still the sun, and UV rays still exist. So if you look at it, you're going to go blind.
Yeah, you can potentially go blind. You could possibly have some eye damage done. You definitely don't want to look directly at it, correct? And or you want to use safety devices to be able to look at it the right way. One of the things that you talked about, and I was really kind of impressed with this, is you found some really good explanations in terms of what the solar eclipse was, or what it is. And that is this idea. And I think you show this really great thing in your clip that had this gigantic ball that was blown up probably about 5 feet high. And then it showed the Earth, and then it showed the moon. And the moon itself was about 400 times smaller in appearance than the sun. But the difference is the moon is so close to us, 400 times away, that they actually look about the same size in the sky, which means that in the very, very rare occurrence during their orbits, the moon will come into direct view in front of the sun, giving us either a partial or, in this case, a full eclipse. And so it was a wonderful explanation in the Thunder Report that you showed that to us. And so when that happens, it really, really can create something that you want to see, but we want to see it safely, right? And so, Cody, tell us a little bit. You've been doing some research into the Pittsfield Public Schools, and Mr. Curtis has been taking some steps. Tell us some of those steps that he's taking to make sure that, because it's happening during dismissal hours, to make sure that if students do come out of school and want to look at it, that they can look at it safely. What is he doing about that?
Well, the thing, Noah, if you have wearing actual glasses or actually seeing the sun itself, you will go blind. And if you go blind, then you just mess up your eyes. You get eye damage. But the thing, though, is there you got to have solar eclipse glasses to protect your eyes. And then when you see it, then your eyes will be like normal, not damaged.
Right. So these are actually special glasses that have a special treatment to the actual surface. So when you look through it, it really, really is blocking so much light that you can probably see the actual outline of the eclipse as it's happening, but not necessarily the harmful light that could possibly damage your eyes or worse. So that's really good. So the public schools are giving those out to all the students. And that way, if a student does step out and they want to look at that eclipse as they're getting on the bus or depending on which school they're coming out of at which time, they can look at that safely. Is that right?
Yeah. So they got to be careful and protect their eyes. So then, like I said, they don't want to ruin their eyes. And if they do, then how they're going to see? Right. That's going to be painful.
Yeah.
But like I said, be protective, guys. Protect your eyes. They're very important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to thank both of you. I want to thank your team for doing some excellent reporting on this in the Thunder Report. Happy to kind of come on to Up on Taconic and to kind of share the word on here as well. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys. Are you excited for the eclipse next week, Brendan?
I am excited for the eclipse. I don't remember the last time I saw one, probably because I didn't. When was the last one? Do you know?
The last one was five, 10 years ago. I remember viewing that one.
I don't remember it, so I'm really excited.
I wasn't in a place that experienced totality, but it went like partially through.
Have you seen the map? Do you know if we're getting that?
I think we're
a little below.
I think we're just outside of the range of totality. Like places a little further north, like I think Vermont, up there they're getting totality.
Yeah, I saw like a brief map. I didn't really study it though.
So Brendan, last week you produced a cooking show.
Yes, that I did. Mm-hmm. It was a low country boil that we low did down with boil. Culinary. We call it Taste of Taconic.
Mm-hmm. Taste of Taconic. That's a great great new recurring segment on the show. I made a Thanksgiving cooking show last school year. Mm-hmm. That was the first kind of... that's the first cooking show we at Taconic TV had. But a lot has changed with the equipment we have and just... Well, everything has changed since then. So can you talk to us a little bit about how that was?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is our, I think, third one this year. So we've got a little bit of a groove going. So typically we go down with our lighting setup. We typically use two cameras, but this time we tried out a gimbal and with my phone, and we got some really great shots. You were saying mm-hmm. that those are like some of the best shots in the show.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of really good ones of like frying mm-hmm. different onions and jalapenos and stuff. It looked really good. But for this one, it was a little bit of a lighter recipe per se. It wasn't really a lot going on with it. It was just kind of putting your stuff in a pan.
Putting stuff in the pan and like boiling it. Yeah.
Yep. As a low country boil would.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but we had a lot of really great seafood. Did you have any? Did I share?
You did not share.
I don't think I shared. No, you weren't there that week. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
You were on vacation. But I shared with a lot of other people, and they mm-hmm. said that the shrimp and the scallops were their favorite. I would have to agree, I think. Yeah,
I probably wouldn't have said that. I'm not a big fan of shrimp and scallops myself.
Well, there were also some clams in there.
There were some clams.
There were some haddock.
There were some kielbasa.
The kielbasa was real good. That's what I tried on the show.
I love kielbasa. It's great. Mm,
there's a lot of really good like Cajun seasoning with some lemon. It was really good. Mm-hmm. But this week, did you catch it this morning?
The show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you saw our special guest on the show, Dr. Bishop, mm-hmm. was on there. And he'd been wanting to do something like that for a while. So I'm really glad his car's aligned because he's a very busy guy. I got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But he really enjoyed being on the show. He thanked me after for being on it. He was super great about it. And what a lot of people don't know is that he is a huge home cook. He loves cooking for his family. And when we were setting it up, he was saying all these different recipes that he tried out with his family and how excited he was. So it was really great that his passion for it came to fruition with this cooking show.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing a lot of stuff with us recently. It was, I think it was last week, we recorded an interview with him as part of the Berkshire Eagles video interview series, Eagle Reels, which we actually edit here at Taconic TV. And it was really cool because... Dr. Bishop was here in our studio where we are now, and the guy interviewing him, a reporter from the Berkshire Eagle named Dalton DeLand, he was, he was at his home, which is not in the state, and they we recorded it. He called in via Skype to our TriCaster recording system, and we were able to not only be able to have them talk to each other, but during the interview, which was about half an hour long, we were able to basically cut the whole thing live, so switch between all the cameras. It was a lot easier than it normally would be. Plus, we got a lot better quality with video and sound. And so that should be, we finished that this week, and that should be going up on the Eagles website and YouTube channel pretty soon.
Very cool. Yep. Yeah. I wasn't in the room for that one, but it sounds like you were. You got the scoop on it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to hopefully have it on one of my weeks where I'm in here this time. Mm-hmm. But I think that'll do it for Up on Taconic. We'd like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox.
For more about what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report.
The show comes out every Friday and is available at youtube.com/TaconicTV.
Feel free to contact us at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you'll join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The show is produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcast equipment and taped in March of 2024.